The Dodgers and Reds getting set for first pitch, and I'm joined right now by one of my favorite people on the Dodgers staff. He's the Major League Strength Coach, the one and only Travis Smith. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dave?
Oh, finally getting you on the show. It's a big deal. You've dodged me for years, and now I finally got you on.
Yeah, you never ask, first of all. But it's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, you've done a great job with the Dodgers all these years. What has made this job so gratifying for you to be able to work with these players to help them get ready each and every day?
First and foremost, just being able to work with these guys, man, high-caliber players. The biggest thing is to try to keep them on the field, number one, and also try to get the best out of them, you know, get their qualities to show up on the field. You know, we work hard in the weight room, but if we can get those qualities to transfer out on the field, that's the goal.
You have a lot of players that you have to pay attention to. How do you balance your time between position players like Mookie Betts and then on a start day with whomever is the starting pitcher you're dealing with?
So, well, it's three of us on staff. We have Brandon McDaniel, who's our director, and then we have Eric Yavaron, who's another strength coach on our staff. So we're able to split the players up amongst ourselves, and I think it's quite easy.
You spent a lot of time with Mookie Betts this year as far as what he's been going through with the shoulder. What's it been like to try to get him to this point and to have him playing again and looking like the Mookie of old?
Oh, man, once Mookie was able to come back, you know, after his hip, I think he works hard. We don't really, it's not about him, you know, the lack of work. I think he does everything that he needs to do to be there. It was just about him feeling healthy.
You always hear about trust between players and coaches. And for you, Major League Strength Coach, where do you build the trust? How do you build the trust? And is that the biggest key to get guys to buy in?
Absolutely. I think trust goes a long way. And the way we build trust is we spend more time with the guys probably than any other staff member. We spend time with them as soon as they come in, the middle of the day and at the end of the day.
And when you find a guy to get into the Travis Smith zone, do they have to see the results or do you need to get them to buy into the process?
The goal, honestly, is for them to buy in by just being there for them. We can be there for them in season, out of season. That's the whole goal.
Travis Smith is our guest. He's the Dodgers Major League Strength Coach. And Travis, you're from Chicago. You're a success story to be at this level. How did you make it to the major leagues and be such a big part of the Dodgers? How long of a road was it?
Yes, that's huge. This is my 11th season in baseball. I spent 1 year with the Marlins and the rest with the Dodgers. I spent 1 year in AA, 3 years in AAA, and then I was a major league strength coach and a minor league coordinator, like a slash guy. I was able to do that now. I've been here for 6 years.
You're a pretty swole guy yourself. Do you feel like that makes the players buy in? I mean, you put in a lot of work on your body, and I guess that has to set the tone for the rest of the guys.
Absolutely. We have to practice what we preach. The guys seeing us get after it every day. They see us come in. We're here before them. We have to make it before them so that we can get our workout in. They come in right and see us doing it. So I think that gives them some encouragement to keep pushing.
And sometimes the cameras pan into the dugout right before first pitch. Not only are you the strength coach, but it seems like you're the hype man before every first pitch.
Yeah, so growing up, I played football, didn't really play that much baseball. And every Saturday or Friday, I had to get hyped in order to, you know, get into the game. And baseball is a long season. Guys are pretty even, and I wanted to make sure that in my career that I can bring something to the table when I'm not in the weight room. Mm-hmm. And so I think if I bring the energy every single day and I'm the same guy every single day, I think it'll help our team.
And not just you. It can't just be you. It's got to be contagious throughout the entire dugout, right, to have
absolutely.
That type of energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that most of our guys appreciate it. They know that I'm the same guy and I can bring the energy every day and just to get some smiles on their face and get them riled up. You know, most of them have their self-motivation. They coming out here playing for whatever they need to, but to keep the environment light, I think that's the job.
And Travis, you know, you remind me in the dugout of Drew Brees in the huddle before kickoff or Sean Merriman back in the day with the Chargers.
Right.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the boys hype, you know, trying to get them up for the game. Some days it takes some time, right? It takes time for them to get into it. But if I can set the tone right away and get them excited about it, I think it'll help.
Is there any period of time of the season you feel they need it more? I mean, this is the pennant race. You wouldn't think they need motivation. Would you say the dog days of August is where Travis Smith energy comes in the most?
You know what? Like I said, I want to be the same every single day. So the beginning of April all the way through October, I want to be the same guy bringing the energy.
Consistency.
That's it.
That's what the players are looking for. They're sniffing out to see if you're consistent.
Yeah, I think the guys are, man. I was out for a few days earlier this season, and when I got back, they was like, hey, there's the energy.
Yeah.
Those guys are looking for it, so that's what I try to pride myself on.
The reason why they feed off of that is because Travis Smith, not only their major league strength coach, but also one of the most genuine people you will ever find. And players buy into genuine coaches and just genuine people. So congratulations
that.
On all your success. You're a big part Thank of the Dodgers season and hopefully all the way through October.
Oh, man, look at you making me blush.
Yeah. You're my guy. Even though you're a Bears fan, you know I like you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Got to be the Bears fan. Put Fields in it.
Thanks for your time, Travis, right. And congratulations on all the success.
Thanks, Dave.
There he is, the man, Dodgers strength coach Travis Smith.